Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 18th of February. A few stocks today which have taken a long time to get underway and for the bulls, and maybe one of them is going to be Amigo Holdings. We've had so many false dawns here, it's been absolutely painful. But the current situation has got a higher low for February versus January. Broken the initial February neckline resistance at 7.16 pence and above that, and especially with a decent end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average at 8 pence, we've got that the top of the broadening triangle from the end of November at 14 pence as the potential end-of-March target. Obviously, we've been here before. We've had bull traps through the 50-day line in January, in December, in November, and in October. So let's see whether this is finally the time for Amigo to shine. But at least the upside here, we've got 7.16 or 7.2 pence neckline resistance as notional support. So if we're back below that, then the 14 pence target is certainly off the table. A stock which has been requested today after being, I first looked at it the weekend on Sunday in the recent past. At that point, it was back around 47 pence. We opened up at that area on Monday and had a good week, hit that target of a pound earlier in the week, and now we've got consolidation. It looks as though the support here around 71 pence is basically testing old resistance at 70.5 pence as new support. So while we're above the 70 pence area, looking for further upside. If you are a fan of the stock and looking for more on the upside, then the potential here is for the stock to move to a December resistance line projection as high as, £1.40. So above 70 pence, best case scenario target at Braveheart up to 140, which would be quite a coup given where we were only as recently as December at 12 pence. Another stock which has finally come or coming good for the bulls is Edenville, or well, looks as though it might be. Here we're waiting for a sustained break of the 200-day moving average. We've had quite a few false dawns as far as this is concerned, so October and then again last month. So ideally, really, an end-of-day close or a weekly close above 40 pence to then open up the prospect of a broadening triangle target as high as that June resistance line projection at 85 pence on a 2 to 3 month time frame. But basically, the message from Edenville is that unless we see sustained price action above 40 pence, it's probably better just to wait. A stock which has been slightly frustrating, despite the fundamentals being teed up quite nicely, is Empire Metals. Good update from the company today. Again, still sticking to this the floor of this rising trend channel from the early part of last year. Floor of the channel there at 3.7 pence. Above that, we're in, I suppose, recovery mode, but really need to see an end of day or a weekly close above 4 pence and that November resistance line projection to open up the prospect of a 6 pence plus target by the end of next month or 6 to 8 weeks after any sustained 4 pence break. Obviously, we don't want to see sub 3.5 at the moment, although the overall pattern here with support points above the 200-day moving average at 2.95 pence is one of a stock which is in a bull trend. So it is looking pretty firmly based in terms of the upside at the moment. On to another stock which has been requested. EnQuest, usually rather slower than the type of thing we look at here, but we have had one of the favorite bulletin board hero setups, which was earlier in the week, which is a gap through resistance. So we had that on Monday, so the close above 15 pence and above the January peak there at 14.8. So that was a big plus, and shares have followed through on that. And given that the gap remains unfilled, we are allowed to be as optimistic as we like, which in this case would mean the shares hitting the top of a rising trend channel from March last year at 24 pence as soon as the end of next month. Upside valid while we hold above 15 pence. Stock which quite a few people have been asking me about, unfortunately I don't know as much about the company as I should, is Fast Forward. But the charting situation has been great since the break of that September resistance line there at 9 pence a couple of weeks back. And even though we've come up a long way already, we've still got the possibility of an August trend channel top target as high as 19 pence by the end of next month. The upside very much in place while we hold above that spike that we had earlier this month at 12 pence, above 12 pence, up to 19 pence by the end of next month as a minimum. In fact, one would probably be looking for much more. Let's say, for instance, something of the order of 25 pence over the spring could be on its way. But at least at the moment, looking for 19 pence by the end of next month. Gunsind shares slowed down a bit of late, but looks like they're ready to be on their way again. We had some stake building news, I think, earlier in the week, and or last week. The current situation is that we bounced off this support line there from the beginning of November. End of day close above the 50-day moving average at 1.97 pence today. Should be enough to start a journey up towards 3.5 pence, which is the top of an August price channel, rising trend channel from last year. So looking pretty well set if we can sustain the 2 pence level on Gunsind. Stock of the week, even more perhaps than our friend Argo Blockchain, has been Canabo. Quite an exciting situation there. Perhaps getting a bit hyped up at the moment, just a little bit, let's say. But we were looking for 50 pence, which was hit both yesterday and today. Current situation, I suppose, is we've got a rising trend channel on the hourly chart based around the 38 pence level. So above that, the uptrend from the start of proceedings here remains in place. And the best case scenario target here would then be 80 pence. Stop loss for the bulls probably at the moment was obviously rather big in percentage terms, but that moving average there at 31 pence or so would probably be the most you'd want to risk at this stage. If you're cautious on the stock, which some might be after the double top at 50 pence, you'd wait for an end of day close above 50 pence to then offer up the possibility of 80 pence. But I think the 50 pence plus looks a little bit hot at the moment, probably looking to consolidate between 30 and 40 pence over the near term. A stock which has been called as the next cannabis play by some people on social media is Minds and Machines. You can already see a rather sharp spike. But the shares, if they can deliver a decent end of day close through 5.5 pence and above post-November resistance, and especially above the 200-day moving average at 5.6 pence, we could be looking at a 1 to 2 month target here as high as the top of the rising trend channel from the beginning of March at 10 pence by the end of next month. This stage only back below the 50-day line at 4.95 pence, really delaying the upsides scenario for Minds and Machines Group. Another cannabis play is coming up here, probably the stock of the day in terms of the movement. Just get the hourly chart view here now for you, in the sense that obviously there's not much charting data to go by. The big break here was clearly through the 5 pence area. We gapped up through that. The view at this stage is that while we're above the second gap at 6 pence, we've got a best case scenario target on the hourly chart as high as 12 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks. So above 6 up to a possible 12, even though obviously we're rather overheated at the moment for MGC Pharma. Another stock which has been requested is coming up next. I think I haven't looked at this for quite a while, or so mining, but a beautiful break here of recent 30 pence resistance. And while we're above 30 pence, we're looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from the end of September, as high as 65 pence over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Looks as though that is a valid target on the basis that we've spent so long post-October consolidating for the shares. So there should be a bit of a logjam effect in terms of the upside now. So looking for 65 while we're above 30 on Orosur. Just a couple of stocks to go now in this long session. First is Premier African, where we've had a very strong breakthrough, both December resistance at 0.06 pence and the 200-day moving average at that level. The longer we stay above the 200-day line, the greater the chance of a move to retest last year's resistance through 0.17 and the top of the one-year trend channel at the same level. So above 0.06 up to 0.17 on a 1 to 2 month time frame. I think if that target's hit, it will really confirm that the stock market is in bull mode at the moment. Finishing off with a stock which is one of today's big movers and looking very good indeed, if only on the basis that its Ross Group has delivered what we like to see here, which is a gap through resistance, gap through the 2019 and 20 resistance, 2 pence. And the view at this stage is that the longer we stay above 2.5 pence, which was the late 2019 resistance level, the greater the chance of a move towards 8 pence, which is the top of the 2019 trend channel. In terms of the stop loss, probably really an end of day close back below 2.75 pence is the best we can do at the moment. And ideally, there's a decent close above the initial February resistance, 3.9 pence today or for the week ahead of a move towards 8 pence. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.